The U.S. presidential campaign, of course, has been underway for months and still has more than a year to go. But Canada has just chosen a new leader in a campaign that lasted a mere 11 weeks. And that's long for them. The winner in an upset is 43-year-old Justin Trudeau, a relative newcomer to politics, but one with a legendary name. And he promises some big changes. NBC's Gabe Gutierrez has his story.
I have a simple message for you. On behalf of 35 million Canadians, we're back.
Justin Trudeau is Canada's future and its past. The son of Pierre and Margaret Trudeau, the charismatic former prime minister and his former flower child bride. Canada's glamorous power couple in the 70s and 80s. Justin grew up in that spotlight and last night claimed it for himself. His Liberal Party winning a stunning upset.
It's time for a change in this country, my friends. A real change.
Trudeau is 43, married to a former television host and model. He got into politics just 8 years ago after trying his hand as a snowboard instructor, a nightclub bouncer, and a high school teacher. His critics called his resume thin.
Being prime minister is not an entry-level job.
But Trudeau insisted he was ready, and the voters agreed, sending conservative incumbent Stephen Harper packing.
The people are never wrong.
Trudeau promises to cut taxes, spend billions to boost the economy, act against climate change, legalize marijuana, and lead the U.S.-led air campaign against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Why should Americans care about Canadian politics?
You now have a Canadian government that is politically more in line with the American government. Does that mean better relations? Relations have always been good, but they've actually not been so great of late. Will they now get better? That's why Americans should care.
A young new leader, a familiar old name, and perhaps a little northern star power. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News, Montreal.